news on that.
Reedy Financial Group.
Good afternoon. Hope you guys can take a look at the numbers for this month. Besides that, we were supposed to do the declaratory today for the expansion area. Rich Starkey wants to wait till November now to do that and just make sure of a few other things. But other than that, the only thing different on this month's report is I have now hidden the 2020 RDA fund, now that that's closed out, and you won't be seeing that from here on out on your monthly reports. And then we'll move the declaratory for the new expansion area to the November meeting, and we'll also do our TIF impact presentation at that meeting as well. But that is all I have for today. If you guys have any questions about anything else on there?
Nate, JJ? Not seeing any. Thanks, Cole.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the claims?
Yep.
Any questions or would entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
And a motion and second. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any miscellaneous business? Mayor?
So as conversations before, the idea of the downtown theater has been brought up. While we're still exploring that, I wanted to get this in front of you now before we get there. The proof of concept has been delivered from the engineering firm, so we know it is feasible. But the question becomes is, can we make it all work? Can we get enough extra support ready to, being one of those possible OCRA grants to help make it happen, as well as potential future support from RDC. But what I'm here to ask you for today is just simply the ability to acquire the building. I'm asking for $250,000. That should cover the cost of the building, the appraisals, all the pieces that go with it. Listening to your conversation earlier, does it fit into the economic development plan? Yes, it's in the downtown area, leads to quality of life. So it fits into the economic development plan. Going through Starkey's list that he kind of created a couple years ago when he was looking, checks off a lot of the boxes to make things happen. The building we're talking about, though, is 113 North Chestnut. It's the community agency building. With that building, the second and third floor currently are occupied with tenants that are nonprofit by nature. In conversations with their board leading to this, they are in agreement that they would love to see the building continue as it has in the past. This would give us a chance for the city, with the RDC's help, to help keep the second and third floor at least doing what it's done, what the initial use was 15 years ago when they started the remodel of the building back then. As you guys know, the first floor has been vacant for 2 years roughly at this point. So this is a chance to help the board that manages that building by taking care of the note that is on the building. And it also gives us a chance to explore fully the theater option, or if there's other options out there that make better sense moving forward. So what my ask for you today is up to, I'm asking for an up to, not a set in stone number, but up to $250,000. To acquire the building and any fees related to that acquisition. Questions?
The fees would be an addition or the...
No, they would be included
into the 250,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, that up to number.
So community agency building corporation, is that a not-for-profit?
That is a non-profit.
Okay. So are they getting rent income from the second and third floors?
They are getting rent income from the second and third floor, most of which are non-profits as well. I believe there is one tenant now that is a for-profit tenant.
So do we know what the monthly rent income is?
Yes, and I don't have it off the top of my head. But yes, we've looked at the numbers to try to figure out whether it's feasible. If we bring the management of the building in-house, we should be able to maintain while we're working through the process on the first floor.
How many square feet is the whole building?
All three floors together should equal about 19,000 square feet.
19,000?
It's about 6,000 per floor. And actually, I want to say it's like 6,600 per floor. I was not ready for that question.
What shapes the mechanical in the building?
So since these conversations started, they've actually replaced some of the HVAC for at least one of the floors already. A lot of it, though, is 15-year-old work. They've replaced off and on pieces over the years, but they haven't replaced the entire system in the last 15 years, just sections at a time.
The roof in good shape?
Roof's in pretty good shape.
What's the basement look like?
Basement will get water in the proper conditions. They went through and put a channel around the edge of it back in probably 2017, 2016, somewhere in there. But all of those channels lead to the sump that is underneath the sidewalk.
When you say theater,
What do I mean?
Yes, what do you mean?
So my vision is a live theater with the ability to, you know, lower a screen and do that. But I'm seeing Actors Community Theater, who's been a part of the conversation, being able to have a permanent home. Right now they've been out at Tanger for 6 or 7 years, but I know they're looking to come downtown. But then also to be able to do, you know, small music performances. Sean Busby has the house concerts, potentially being able to do something like that here, being able to use it as a listening room for Acoustic Fest, but then also, you know, just live comedy or, you know, whatever live performance. But I also see it as a chance to do learning series. Accelerate Indiana Municipalities has events where they go to different locations to do educational pieces, being able to bring them to town to do stuff like that. So more than anything, live theater with the ability, though, to show video if need be.
Do you foresee the city continuing to own the building?
Long term, I would rather see the city put it under a department and hang on to that ownership. That way we know it's maintaining its original intent when the board that manages it now was formed.
Where does that maintenance and upkeep money come from to keep the building up after it's owned?
Currently, that would be funded through the rent that the tenants are paying.
So it generates enough to maintain the building?
Once the first floor is in some sort of use, it generates enough to maintain.
I mean, historically, we have not owned real estate.
Right.
In fact, we've gone out of our way not to own real estate.
Mm-hmm. City would be the landlord?
Mm-hmm. Conversation with Mayor Ludeman last week on the topic, he pointed out that in his travels now with his new job, the places that he goes to that have not invested in their downtowns, whether it be city or RDC or a combination thereof, are the ones that the downtowns are dying. But the places that have invested even ever so lightly into their downtowns are thriving.
I could agree with that. I think there's quite a few vacant storefronts downtown now, and that's not a good trend to have.
Have we looked at private ownership, or do we just not want that?
I don't believe the board has an interest in a private owner. I think they're afraid of, you know, who does it land with and that piece of it. But that's me speaking for the board.
Sure. So who do you propose the owner would be, the city or the redevelopment authority?
We could go either way. the city does own properties such as the visitor center. Redevelopment authority does own a fire station. So you could go either direction with the ownership of it. And that would be where some of those fees come in, is making sure we got all the legalities in place with the help of our friends from up north. So they're the ones that wrote all of our redevelopment authority stuff.
So the downstairs is chopped up into a bunch of pretty small rooms.
Right now, the downstairs is chopped up into small spaces.
Are any of those internal walls load-bearing?
No, when they did the project before, and I apologize, you'll have to share a little bit. Or Nate, if you'll give me this one back when you're done. When they did it before, when they were doing the original remodel, you'll see posts that are set. Those were so they could get away from those load-bearing. Right. Yeah, currently that's not an existing wall.
Right, we tore that in.
Yep.
A lot of this stuff could come out.
Well, this is actually the engineer's first rendering of what it would look like as a theater. They come down, they measured it, went through, took some old HVAC diagrams that we could find from the building to turn it into the possibility. I asked them basically to prove to me that it could be done. And they come back to us last week and shared that it can be done. The fine details obviously get in later when you start sorting it out exactly. You know, whether it's a 92-seat theater or whether it's a 110-seat theater, you know, how you lay that stage out and those fine points that you get into as you move farther down the project.
I mean, do you have any estimate for what the renovation would cost?
And do you pay for that?
Yeah.
Renovation has varied everywhere from 1 to 3.3. And that's why I'm not here asking you for renovation money at the moment, because I want to get a fine number on that before I come back for a second ask to help with that. But that's also where I believe we've got a chance for an organization like Actors Community Theater to be a part of the design process and the renovation process, as well as the funding process there.
Do you have any revenue estimates for what you think the theater might be able to generate?
At 100 seats at $10 a ticket, a sold-out house is going to generate $1,000. Based on the numbers that they're currently using without doing any changes, you're going to need to hold, you're going to need to have a lease with Acts for their four shows a year, but then you would also need two shows a month to offset what it needs to be neutral. So you're not going to have to fill it up a ton to make it happen. Now that's not figuring in a renovation though, that's just simply figuring in what it takes to maintain after you're done. Zach, do you think you were going to talk about this tonight? Okay. Sorry, you've been taking really good notes out there.
Good. I might need those later when I do my minutes.
Well, this was kind of scribbles. I have my friend here. So.
Now, the question that I've been asked, and the reason I decided to present this in October as opposed to November, where we get into Thanksgiving, and December, where we get into Christmas. The question that the board did ask me in our last meeting was, could we be closed by the end of the year on the building itself? So that's why we're here today, where we've got 3 months, 2.5 months to work on it, versus having a very short time window, depending on the holidays.
Is this one of those things that would be better suited to a build, operate transfer structure so that
it could
keep the cost down?
When it comes to the remodel, it definitely could.
That's a big ticket.
Yeah, we would have to find a contractor that does renovations like that, because I know we struggled on Station 1 when we talked about doing it that way. Most BOTs are very interested in doing new construction, but we struggled a little bit as we talked about it with Station 1, trying to get them to do a remodel. But it's definitely something we can explore. So.
Well, it definitely changes the timing and the structure of the transaction.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately it has to go to them at some point. So.
I mean, there's no way that could happen by the end of the year.
No, no, I know we can't accomplish that that quick.
But I know when we did the DPW building, we wound up at a third the cost.
Yeah.
Doing it that way.
Can you explain why I'm not familiar with what you guys did before?
So 20,000 foot perspective. If the city buys it and does the renovation as the owner, it's subject to prevailing wage, significant other oversight in the rehab of the property. If you do a BOT transaction, an independent third party owns it, constructs it to whatever specs the city would eventually want for whatever they get the work done for, and it can truly be a competitive bid. And then when it's completely done, it's sold.
Okay. Takes out some liability from the city side. This is ultimately what BOT does.
I mean, I think I was not aware this was coming tonight. Were you?
I mean, he mentioned that it was coming soon, so I saw that in the agenda that he was gone there. I assume that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, I did not assume that. All right.
I mean, I guess, Matt, do you think, you mentioned ready, I mean, like, funding the renovations is, I guess, my bigger concern.
Yeah, mine too.
$250
for a 19,000 square foot building, $13
right,
a foot, $4 a foot.
Income from the,
yeah,
you know, I mean, like.
That's a no-brainer.
That doesn't seem like, that's.
No, to me, yeah, to me, this part of it is the, I hate to use the phrase, but the easy part of it. Because the purchase is, they're looking to close out the bank note, give a bonus to their manager, saying thank you for her years of service, and cover costs as far as the fees associated with it. They're not looking to make a profit. They're a nonprofit board that was established to put nonprofits into this building.
Right.
So that part, to me, is the easy part. When we get to the remodel part, and again, I leave it kind of open-ended because we may get to the other side of the theater conversation and go, okay, this is not feasible. But at the same time, there's uses for the building that could very well be. So we're still able to keep it as a nonprofit hub by keeping it public sector or in a nonprofit's hands. This side of the piece for me, like I said, we moved the management over to a city department. It's almost maintaining itself at this point, cost-wise. You take that manager's salary out of there and it's going to make it really close, whether it's got enough with what it has to do it. So then you get to the flip side, and yes, that's where we're talking, $1 to $3 million, depending on what it is. That's also to me where the organizations like ACTS can step up and go, okay, we want to try to raise money to make this a reality. Ready 2, we've built it in as one of the potential projects when we apply for Ready 2 this spring. What we ran into with Ready 1, though, is if you didn't have the properties acquired beforehand, we had one that fell out of the system because it couldn't be purchased quick enough. So trying to set the stones in place for the future, ultimately. Okra, when the city's involved, when we can get Main Street involved, those are the moments where Okra really loves your projects and may have potential grant dollars there as well. So it could be one of those deals that, you know, what starts out as a $2 million project suddenly drops considerably because you're able to pull in, you know, $400,000 from Ready Two, you know, a few hundred thousand from Okra, and you're getting it down to a much closer point with private donations through one of the other organizations.
I mean, from my perspective, purchasing the building for $250 seems like, if you don't want it all, I might take it. I mean, it's a really good deal. It's that next piece that I'm having a hard time.
And I'm not asking you to commit to the next piece right now. Know, though, that I will be back to ask for a commitment later. But the flip side is even if we just get it into city hands, even if it turns around and it becomes another, well, it can't be another health center because we've got one across the street, but if it becomes 180 RCO's office or something like that, you know, we're still able to help keep that service, keep the services that are already there in downtown in the process. So.
I mean, one of the goals of the community agency building when it started was to keep the rents low for those nonprofits. Will that still be,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I say that, don't think that I mean a dollar rent.
No, I don't understand. I mean, right.
But I mean a fair, potentially even.
Below market, maybe a little bit, just,
yeah.
You know, I mean.
For a nonprofit.
Profit. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not necessarily for, you know, Eagle King Law or whoever, but for
right.
a nonprofit, keeping those rents at an affordable rate, like they are now.
Right.
JJ?
Well, I'm wondering, say that this proposal here, this doesn't happen. What other nonprofit or profits could you bring in to occupy that bottom floor at a fair rate and maintain the building?
And would the city
and
want to be able to
if the city owns the building, what is there a problem if you put a for-profit in that first floor to keep a storefront open?
When there is a nonprofit owner, there is some gray area in tax law about whether or not they need to start paying property taxes. Currently, the building is not on the tax roll. So there is some gray area there. As the city owns it, that takes it off the tax roll completely. So shouldn't Rushville and other communities have owned buildings and done similar things.
And Franklin's done.
Franklin's several. Done it. Well, I was just talking to Warsaw. They're working on a project right now. Not Warsaw, Wabash. They're working on a similar project as well. So yeah, I mean, it happens out there where for-profits are in.
Well, I think the ultimate goal for me is to try to see that the downtown thrives and survives.
Yep.
And I guess, you know, if you got a plan A, you need a plan B, because plan A can sometimes blow up in your face.
Really?
Is that sage?
All good missions have got a secondary plan. If you don't, you're destined to die.
With that thought process in mind, plan A is the proof of concept in front of you. Plan B is having to look for other tenants to make it all work out.
Yeah.
So.
Entertain a motion.
Well, the question becomes: do we want to? Who do? Also, is it to the city or redevelopment authority? Which way would you know?
I'm going to say you don't have to answer that one tonight because we can make that part of the process as we're working towards it. Ultimately tonight, what I'm looking for is the approval to go, okay, we're willing to spend up to this to let me start exploring all of the pieces of the purchase part, not just the proof of concept that we've been working on.
motion. Somebody has to do it.
To what?
Make the motion.
To purchase the building, for up to 250?
Up to 250.
I'll second.
We have a motion, a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I just realized I'm probably the first presenter to just walk up here and sit on the desk while I talk to you.
Matt, you need this back?
Yes, that's the copy I've been doodling on, trying to start tweaking the design. Thank you.
All good plans have plan A and plan B.
Absolutely.
Long story.
Just ask Mike Tyson. All right, anything else to come before the commission? If not, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Adjourn, thank you. We need to sign claims.
Yes, sir.
Mine's all marked up. Do you have one still marked up?
I have a blank one.
That's what I was just coming to bring you guys, okay. And I have last month's minutes too, if I can get a couple signatures on that.
Probably need to be Nate and me.
Okay.
Yes, I understand.
Thank you.